from radioinfo.com.au. It's Wednesday, the 11th of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, and thanks for joining me. Here's what's making news in radio. The spin doctors are still crazy at work after yesterday's first radio survey results of the year. A radical concept moving towards constructive news, and Facebook to front the federal court over privacy issues. I'll have the details of these stories in just a moment.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yesterday's survey figures brought some expected and unexpected news. It was no real surprise that Nine's AM powerhouses, 2GB and 3AW, held onto the top spots in both Sydney and Melbourne. What was interesting was the battle for FM supremacy between Nova and ARN. Nova gained ground in every market except Adelaide, catapulting them into the coveted spot of Australia's number one metro market network, with a share of 9.5% and a cum of more than 3.7 million listeners. This probably caught the team at ARN by surprise, even though their two Sydney stations and Gold in Melbourne finished ahead of the Nova stations by share. We'll look at the spin all the networks have put on the figures in our next break. Ulrich Hagerup is a man who's dedicating himself to changing the face of journalism. As the keynote speaker at the Constructing Tomorrow's News seminar, Hagerup warns that when journalists go on the attack, it creates distrust. The founder and CEO of the Constructive Institute for Journalism preaches a brand of reporting that encourages publishers and broadcasters to tell all sides of the story, including offering solutions and positive angles. Hagerup says many news outlets have created their own problems by focusing on negative stories.
Without independent, trustworthy journalism, society and democracy doesn't work. Who else should tell people in Australia about the important things? Control power, inspire people to ideas about what to do about the essential problems. Should it be Facebook? They do a lot of good and a lot of bad, but they don't really care a lot about what's going on in Canberra or Cairns or other places around this country. And we need to find a way where people will spend their time on what we're doing, because if they don't want to spend their time, it's because they don't think what we do is meaningful.
Facebook may not have too many friends when it faces up to the federal court to answer charges of breaching the privacy of over 300,000 Australian Facebook users. The Australian Information Commissioner alleges that Facebook disclosed the personal information of Australians when it shared data with the British analysis firm Cambridge Analytica. This is the company that claimed to use psychological and political data harvested on Facebook to target political advertising during the 2016 US presidential election. The federal court can impose fines of up to $1.7 million for each serious breach of data privacy. For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. So, what were the spin doctors saying after the figures came out yesterday? Well, as usual, everyone was looking for the positives in the figures, no matter how small, to make their story look good to the advertisers. Nova was quick to come out, claiming the prize as Australia's number one network in share and Qume, and the most listeners between 25 and 54 by Qume. They also wasted no time in heavily promoting Nova 93.7 as the station starting the year as Perth's number one. Meanwhile, SCA is also claiming HIT is the number one commercial network for the 25 to 54 demographic, and that its Triple M network is number one commercial for men 25 to 54 and has the biggest male audience for 25 plus. Wendy Harmer and Robbie Buck and Moonman in the Morning made significant gains at Triple M in Sydney, winning back much of the audience they'd shed at the end of last year. Nine Entertainment is proudly boasting about its overall dominance in both Sydney and Melbourne and is claiming growth in both Brisbane and Perth. At 2GB, Alan Jones clocked up his 225th survey win, with Ray Hadley jumping 3.7 to finish at number one in mornings with 17.5%. What Nine didn't highlight was a 4.3% slump in The Breakfast Show for Ross Stevenson and John Burns at 3AW in Melbourne. Some analysts believe that downturn could be the result of the recently introduced National Overnight program that comes from Sydney, failing to leave the 3AW breakfast team with a strong lead-in. Nine also withdrew the former Macquarie sports stations from the survey, but they say those stations which have now gone all music will be back in survey too. ARN's big winner is Melbourne's Gold 104.3. Christian O'Connell's breakfast show has moved into the top five nationally with 536,000 listeners after just a year on air. Kyle and Jackie O still hold down the number one slot with 601,000, even after shedding 66,000 listeners this survey. And to cap it all off, Coles Radio continues to lead the pack in the digital radio race. Coles held on to their 271,000 national listeners on DAB+, which is about the same number they finished 2019 with. Double J was a close contender in the digital stakes, with listeners totaling 264,000. The full details and figures relating to 2020's first survey are available now on radioinfo.com.au. Next, we'll be looking at who's on the move in radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dr. Nell Greenwood has been appointed to head up Australia's screen and broadcast school, AFTERS. Greenwood brings with her more than 25 years' experience in film and television production. She was previously head of development at the Irish Film Board and both Natural Nylon Entertainment and Element Films in the UK. And she's worked with AFTERS since 2013. And I reminded you yesterday of looming deadlines for jobs at CFM 92.5 and K-Rock. But there are some tight deadlines for other jobs on the website too. Applications for Snow FM's announcer and imaging and commercial producer close on the 14th of March. That's this coming Saturday. The Joy FM breakfast announcer position closes next Tuesday, the 17th. And the MySat sales executive position in Sydney closes this Friday. Check out the details on these and other jobs right now on the Radio Info website. It's where everybody goes when they're looking to move. Thanks for your company today. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio at any time of the day or night, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.